Rain and thunder and lightning, crumbling buildings, falling hurricanes, earth shattering, membrane scattering, insane happening, souls keep burning and the sky keeps plummeting.
The sky is falling.
Thunder and lightning, crumbling buildings, falling hurricanes, earth shattering, membrane scattering, insane happening, souls keep burning and the sky keeps plummeting.
Revelation, from the now captive to the
rendition,
come up in the fury of the
rendition,
drown in confusion through the devastation.
Elimination.
Truth is obsolete, prophets can't wait none. Feel it closing in from here, they
can't take none. Revelation, devastation, better stay strong.
What's behind this? Apart from the rubbish about preventing global warming, we know when they're spraying, the warming process speeds up. Just watching it for the last few years, personally, it can show you that. When they bombard us with these metallic particles, they don't come down flat face up to the sun. They spin and revolve and blow in the wind and turn in all directions, and what we've noticed over the last few years is they intensify the heat down below because they're reflecting in all directions. The heat can't bounce back out again into space, and so is trapped under this massive layer of polymer and spray of metallic particles. We're really into quite the world here, and the weather is obviously what they've chosen to bring in this whole New World Order idea. They don't build this equipment, this technology, like the one in Alaska. They have 54 of them, I think, or 57 of these facilities worldwide, which can act in unison, because they bounce their energy off the ionosphere and direct it to wherever they want it to go. They don't build them to take photographs off and get their pictures standing next to. They build these things to use them. And if we look at the United Nations Treaty on Weather Warfare Applications, they've all signed not to use it on each other, as nations. So, who are they going to use it on? It's the populations of the world.
A variety of electromagnetic devices have been developed and used. This investigation has resulted from the plausible hypothesis that the atmosphere has now been modified into what is called a plasma state, or an electrified gas. Testing has produced a variety of indications that this hypothesis is indeed correct, and that the atmosphere is regularly being used for electromagnetic applications. ELF energy is of special concern because of its direct connection to the health aspects of the electromagnetic nature of human beings. Artificial pulse energy appears to now have been detected on a variety of occasions, and evidence indicates that it is now a part of our unseen environment.
Now they're actually using some kind of metallic substances to create a better type of circuitry in the sky for the electromagnetic scalar weaponry, which they're using through HARP technology. So they're using the spraying in conjunction with the HARP technologies to alter the weather, but it also affects human behavior. For those who are skeptical about this, look into the treaty signed at the United Nations by all the Western powers to do with weather warfare technologies. And you'll find in there that they signed in to it that they could create earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, and various other anomalies, atmospheric anomalies, downpours or droughts. They could give you a drought if they want to destroy the farming areas, which happened over the last few years out west of Canada and the States. And they can also give you floods. Either way, they can eventually get the people out of those areas into the big city areas, which are really the habitat for the commoners, the new habitat areas for the commoners. they have this technology, they are using it, and they're going to use it to the full. And at the same time, they must convince us, the general population, the masses, as we were called, that we are causing the problems. There's too many of us, and we are causing a global warming. So that we go into the habitat areas.
You're breathing out. You can breathe in, but don't breathe out.
Don't breathe out.
Your carbon dioxide is now a stress on the planet. The carbon tax is the most obscene strike against our humanity, our intellect, and our independence and our autonomy that I've ever seen.
Officially, it began with the Open Sky Treaty. The Open Sky Treaty, to the public, again, a very good reason is presented. It was put forth as a way for other countries, after the Cold War, to monitor each other by observation flyovers. That's the good reason they give you. However, the reasons they go into don't make sense. For instance, to see if military establishments are being built, facilities to launch missiles, etc., and all of that stuff. Now, they have more hardware floating around in space than probably all the metals that were used in previous societies for all their wars. They have more satellites out there that can see the brand of chewing gum you're opening. They can pinpoint things exactly, and cloud cover is nothing because they use infrared and different methods of seeing through all of this stuff. They can even see into the ground. Scientific papers in the past have boasted about this in detail, yet they want flyovers, you see. So here's the good reason for the public thinking about this: to keep us safe, to make sure we're all, as the pirates and the Masons say, above board. Nothing is going on by subterfuge. Very, very important project. Way too important, in fact, for simple observation. Which, as I say, by aircraft is obsolete, technically. They don't need it anymore. They have satellites to do all of that.
But then when you look into it deeper and get copies of this Open Sky Treaty, there are observers observing the observers. So, in other words, the observers are observing the ones that are spraying the public to make sure they're doing it.
But here's the very good reason they give us, and this is from the US government and from the Open Skies Consultative Commission. Treaty on Open Skies. The Treaty on Open Skies was signed on 24th of March 1992 in Helsinki, Finland. It entered into force on the 1st of January 2002. That's not true either, they've changed that because I have a memory. I remember them publishing this in the newspapers in Canada back in the 90s. It says, following ratification by 20 countries. The treaty, which is designed to promote openness and transparency in military activities, established a regime of observation flights over the territory of its signatories.